gonna try to lock myself in here, or I won't be out there spraying at y'all and everything. I kind of sometimes get excited. Can y'all hear me out there? All right. Thankful for the songs this morning. It's going to take us a little while to get back used to this. I can tell it's a little awkward for y'all. It's just a little different for me. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, you might as well tell the truth. The Liberty ain't been here so far like we'd like to see it, has it? Why is that? We get accustomed to things.
That's right. Amen.
We sure do. I'm just being honest. We've done got accustomed to being outside rather than being in here. And because of that, now this is awkward to us. It was awkward out there to start with. Now it's become a little awkward in here. So we're going to have to quit worrying about customs.
Amen.
And just start worrying about serving the Lord.
Amen.
Our prayer is the day that we'd be able to bring something out, might be able to help us.
Amen.
And our prayer is to help us understand the house of the Lord. I guess we were going to give a name to a subject, the house of the Lord. And we've talked about it all summer, that the church is not this building, but it's us. But now there is a house of the Lord, a building that was dedicated to Him and for Him. But I think there's prophecy in that we need to see. And but also there's literal. Sometimes things are just literal. Plain. Brother Laren is very good at bringing those kind of things out that tie stuff together for me. I'm always looking at the other end of it, and he helps me see the literal part of it. Because a lot of times I read over the literal part looking for the spiritual part. And I'm bad about that, but he brings out both, but he is really good at bringing out points, putting stuff together. But I want to take a reading lesson out of the 2 Samuel chapter 7. Y'all pray for us just a little bit this morning. Our thought is the house of the Lord. And it said, it came to pass when the king sat at the house and the Lord had given him rest around about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said unto the king, go do all that is in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? And he asked him that question. Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and a tabernacle. In all the places where have I walked with all the children of Israel, spake I word with any of the tribes of Israel whom I commanded to feed by my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me in the house of cedar? Had he asked that question to any of the tribes? That's what he was saying. He said, ask David that. He said, now therefore shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote and from following the sheep to the ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee with whatsoever thou wentest, and have cut off thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more before time. And as since the time that I commanded the judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused these to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house, and when the days be fulfilled, that thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Now, with the many mistakes we made reading, we'll go and read a couple more, one more verse anyway. Well, and I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with a rod and men and with the stripes of the children of men. And that, with the many mistakes we made reading, we read down to the 14th verse. And we find here where David got in his heart. He said that he dwelt in a house of cedar, but the Lord dwelt in a tent. And you can find over here in the 17th verse, it just wasn't talking about the tabernacle, the 6th chapter, the 17th verse. And they said, and they brought into the ark of the Lord and set it into place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered up burnt offerings and the peace offerings before the Lord. And it said over there in the 6th chapter in the 17th verse there, it said that David had pitched the tent there, the tabernacle, and placed the ark there. And he said, now I live in a house of cedar. I've got all these things, but the Lord is over there, the Ark of the Covenant, which represented God. It represented Jesus. Sometimes it represents the church, which the church should represent Jesus, and it should represent God. If it ain't, it ain't the light of the world. But so the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant, done the same thing. It represented God, it represented Jesus, and it represented the church. And it was the light unto them then. But David had bothered him that he had this fine home there made of cedar, and the Ark of the Covenant rested in tents. And so he decided, or got upon his heart, I don't think he just decided, that he was going to build a house for the Lord. And the Lord told Nathan, and Nathan told him to go do what you will. The Lord be with you. And then the Lord told Nathan, said, you go talk to David, and you tell him, he said, have I ever asked anybody to build me a house? Did I ask the children of Israel to build me a house? And he couldn't find where he'd been asked to build a house, to build him a house. I want you to know, David had in his heart to do it. And I want you to know how this house right here, I just love how Hilltop loves this building, this little piece of property, how all the upgrades you've done to it since I've been here, all the long the things you've done. I know there was men before this church was ever established that signed over the deeds to their homes that this building could be constructed, to build a house unto the Lord. They got upon their heart to build a house of the Lord. But he told David, and we know David was never able to build that house. He told him he would be, his son had come from his bowels that would be able to build it, because of sin that David committed with Bathsheba there. The sword was to never leave his house, so he was not able to build the house. But and there's a picture of that, also of Christ and building his house. And what, over in the 13th verse, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish thy throne in his kingdom forever. Listen to me. I want you to know that wasn't just talking about Solomon. I want you to know that was talking about Jesus. It says over in the first chapter of Luke, I believe it is, over when it starts talking about Jesus, and when he's talking to Mary there, it said, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. You'll find out in Luke 1. We read that around Christmas every year. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and the kingdom there shall be no end. So that was the kingdom and the house that he was talking about that would reign forever. I want you to know the one that Solomon built was destroyed. destroyed. I want you to realize that. But the one that the Lord has built will never be destroyed. It will stand forever. I want you to know she'll stand even when he comes back and gathers his children. She will still be the kingdom there in heaven then. She is the kingdom of heaven here today. But I want you to know she'll be the kingdom in heaven then. It's the Lord's house. But I'm thankful that we have this building to come and gather in. I'm thankful for it. I've missed it. I've missed this pulpit area. I've missed seeing your faces. I've missed everything about it. I've missed this altar that we stand behind here today. I've missed all these things. I'm thankful for the house of the Lord. I'm thankful for a place that we can come and worship and serve God. I'm thankful that we've been able to feel the Spirit when we walk into the doors of this place. Now, sometimes it's a little awkward. We don't have the liberty, maybe we do at other times, like it has been a little bit this morning. But I'm thankful for, because I've never stood here yet that I didn't have liberty from God to preach His Word in the household of the Lord. And you know why that is? Oh, it's because He is with us. I'm thankful. It says over in the Psalms, I believe it's 122nd chapter, I was glad when they said, let us go up into the house of the Lord. Ain't you glad we was able to send a text out last night and say, let us go up into the house of the Lord. I will be meeting in the morning at 11 o'clock. And if you have the health and a portion to be able to go, you can come and go up with us into the household of the Lord. Isaiah, we're in Isaiah chapter 2. We use a lot of times to do with the prophecy, to do with the church being set up there in the mountain. It said, and many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up into the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. Out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Listen to me. Today the word still goes out from the household of the Lord. If you go to Zion today, you should still be able to find the truth. You should still be able to find the things that will help us in life, the things that will let you be born again of the Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go up into the mountain of Zion, to the household of the Lord, to the house of Jacob. Listen, we are very blessed today to be able to come back in here. I have somebody, I've started to say this earlier, during the preliminaries, and I got a text and got off track. I do that anymore. I go to make a point anymore, and I'm getting older. My mind ain't as good as it used to be. I go to make a point, I go to talking, and next thing you know, I forgot the point I was going to make. But listen to me, if God brings it to you, He'll bring the time to bring it out. But somebody told me here a while back, we need to get back inside where we can testify. Well, where are you at this morning? I want to know, where are you at this morning? Why ain't you jumping up shouting that you've got to come to the household of the Lord? Where are you at this morning? Where's all the people that told me I can't wait to get back in where we can serve the Lord? Where are you at this morning? Why ain't you jumping up shouting? Why ain't you jumping up testifying? Are you truly glad? Was you glad when He said, let us go up to the house of the Lord? We've gotten a routine, show up. Brother Larry laid a song or two or three or four, give our offering. Brother Jeff preach. Brother Jeff wave at us and let's blow our horn two or three times. And y'all ain't blowing them out there, by the way. I ain't heard not one horn. There you go. I just want to know if you're still alive out there. Listen, we go through that routine. Next thing you know, we're going home. We come at 9 o'clock. We're leaving at 10. Everybody had the rest of the day to do what they wanted. Everybody liked that, didn't they? Is that really what Sunday's supposed to be to us? What it's supposed to be for us to have do what we want to do? David had on his heart. He had all this good. Then the Lord was over there in the tent. I want you to know that wasn't the Lord.
That's right.
It just represented him. We'll read to you in a little while. It ain't nothing they could be able to contain him.
Amen.
That's the reason we was able to meet with the parking lot, and the Lord was there just like he is in him. I went to the jail. I heard Brother Marty say this morning, the Lord meets with you in that little room up there. I want to tell you what, he's met with me in the jail a bunch of times. I went up there and preached to those that was addicted to drugs, 90% of them or more. That's the reason they was there, was because of drug addiction. They was either got caught stealing, trying to keep up their habit, they got caught selling, trying to keep up with their habit, or they just got caught taking. But listen to me. He'll meet with you anywhere you want him and desire him. It ain't, this building here cannot contain my God. But I'm thankful for it. David wanted to build him something he never was able, but his son was able to do it. But listen to me, the household of the Lord is something that's beautiful. It is something that's special. I love this building. I've seen y'all share. I don't have Facebook. Listen to me, but I look at Sheila's every once in a while, and I've seen this building all over that, where y'all shared time and time again pictures of this building. Why do you share the building? Why do you share pictures of it? Because it was built for God. It wasn't built for us. It was built for him. And every time you do anything, you stick some speakers on the wall where the word will go out. When you put it on the radio, where the word will go out. When you pay a missionary some money every month, where the word will go out. I want you to know it's pleasing unto God.
Amen.
And it's bringing him honor and glory. When you put new carpet down,
yep.
You pad your seats, you pave your parking lot. I want you to know, everybody say, well, waste of money, waste of money, waste of money. You don't know what a waste of money is? These things right here. A television, a waste of money. You don't know, we've got all kinds of things that we've wasted money on. It ain't nothing I've ever given to the Lord that's been wasted yet.
Amen. God bless.
We can't contain him. Stephen, a good deacon, over here in the 7th chapter of Acts, said that he was quoting Isaiah, the prophet. He said, but Solomon built him a house. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth, and that's in the 7th chapter, in the 47th verse where we start reading. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, saith the prophet. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Have not my hand made it all? Listen to me. It ain't nothing we can do for him. He every bit of it belongs to him. I want you to know it ain't nothing contained him. The heavens can't contain him. God is everywhere. But I want you to know today, he comes in here with us. Because he dwells in us. And we are his church. When the Spirit itself bears witness for our spirit. And I want you to know, this morning he dwells in here. But also there's more. If you're a member of the church of the living God, the Comforter dwells in you. That's why it's so important that we will not accept no other baptism besides old-time missionary Baptist baptism. Because that Comforter must come. And if it don't come, then you've got a problem. It won't be long. Every time you meet in the household of God, it'll be just as awkward as it was this morning. You need the Comforter of God to help you. He has to strengthen us. So David wanted to build a house for the Lord. Because of sin, he wasn't able to do it. People want to know why people ain't getting saved, why the church ain't growing today. You want to build on the kingdom? You better get rid of some of the sin out of your house. And that starts with home, each and every one of us. We could get into that over in Chronicles about cleaning up the house and Hezekiah, but we won't get into that today. But listen to me. A house has got to be clean.
Amen.
If you want to build a house for the Lord, you better get rid of some of the sin that's in it. Y'all pray for me. I really feel like we need to read some more scriptures. If I never get turned to. I want to look at a little bit more of the spiritual side of this house. We've said over and over, David was not able to build it. His son Solomon was able to build it. We read to you where that house would never be destroyed, but we know the temple was. Mm-hmm. So we know there was a house that was built that'll stand forever. And that was the one Jesus built there on the mount. Amen. That we read to you a little bit about over in Isaiah, where they said, let's go up into the mountain of the Lord, where it shall be established in the mountains. We know that the Ark of the Covenant represented God, but it wasn't God. David said it was in the 6th chapter over of Samuel, in the 17th verse, it said that he was in a tent as he was in the house of cedar. But we know the Ark of the Covenant wasn't God, but it represented God. In the 8th chapter of 1 Kings, Solomon had built the temple. And the priests had brought the Ark of the Covenant. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and the chiefs and the fathers of the children of Israel unto the king Solomon in Jerusalem, that they may bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is in Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king Solomon at the feast in the month Etham, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took the ark. And they brought up the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for the multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place and into the article of the house, and to the most holy place under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims curved the ark and the stays there above. And they drew out the stays, and that the ends of the stays were seen out of the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. They were in. They are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save two tablets of stone which Moses put there in Orb. And when the Lord made the covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Now listen what it says. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud of the house of the Lord, the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Listen to me. It was the song there that they couldn't even minister. I heard Brother Marty say on the radio this morning that he prays for liberty to be able to preach, and sometimes he gives you so much liberty that you can't even speak. That's where they was. It was so much power there. The Spirit of God was there in such a way that they couldn't even minister. They couldn't do their work because God was there with them so present. Listen to me. Ark of the Covenant was not God, but it represented God. It's a beautiful picture of that. But listen, don't ever get confused. This church here is not Christ, but it represents Him. We have to have that power from on high. It comes from Him and Him only. And it makes me think of a time when the Lord come and set up His church. And then He was crucified. And on the third day, He was resurrected. And He told His church, He said, "You tarry here in Jerusalem till you're endured from power on high." They had built a temple unto the Lord. The building was there, but there still wasn't no power there. But listen to me, honey, Jesus had set up His church, but He told them, He said, "I must leave you, but I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you again in the way of the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost." And I want you to know, after 40 days of tarrying in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, as they was gathered there in the upper room, God showed up. He come in such a way, He shook the building. The Comforter came into His church, and it moved the building. I want you to know, when God shows up, it will move things. It will change things. This building, just because we come in this building, if you think coming in this building is going to save souls, you can forget about it. If you think coming in this building, we're going to shout and tear the house down, you can forget about it. We've got to have God. He's got to come in the cloud and then the tower and then that land him in the wilderness, a pillar of cloud by day, a fiery pillar by night. That cloud had come down and talked to Moses there outside the tabernacle that was pitched outside the city. I want you to know that cloud is God, and without Him we can't do nothing. We can be called the household of the Lord all we want to, but without God, we can't do anything. Amen. So where are you at this morning? All you that told me if we get back in the house, we're going to tear it down. Where are you at? Looks like to me we're still outside. I'm still preaching, Larry's still singing, we're still doing the same thing. Did you bring God with you this morning? Or did you leave Him outside the door? Hard, ain't it?
Yes,
y'all thought you was going to come in here and we're going to have a tear down, the preacher come in and preach at you. If you'd had a tear down, I wouldn't preach at you. See, we had a choice in this morning. Y'all could come in here and just tore the house down. It just shook all over the place. But you didn't. And because of that, He said, "You preach to them." And you tell them, this building right here is not going to make it happen.
Amen.
Have you got a heart to build a house for the Lord?
Amen.
He's dwelling out there somewhere. He's wanting to come in here. Have you got a heart to build one for Him? When you show up next Sunday, you come with a different attitude. You come next Sunday to serve the Lord.
Amen.
You come next Sunday to build upon the kingdom.
Amen.
You say, "How can we do that?" We can preach the gospel. We can testify. We can plant a seed. You can water it, and God can give the increase. And you know what? Through all that, we can open the doors of the church, and then we can go down to water's edge and build
Amen.
Upon the kingdom.
Amen.
He's given us the authority to do that. So are y'all ready to build the house of the Lord? I'm ready to build the house of the Lord. This kid sang that song, "Send the Rain." I'm tired of the same old routine.
Yes.
Just showing up. Brother Jeff yelling at us a few minutes. There's babies here that ain't. It's growing up. Noah. This summer. He's grown and he's running around here, and I still remember them being a baby. I've not seen them grow up. Little kids, I saw her out there in the car a while ago, and I tried to get her to wave at me, and she don't know who I am.
That kills me. I've preached to windshields for 6 months. I'm ready for things to work, for us to work.
Amen.
We may be in back in and out in that parking lot. If it is, it's okay with me.
That's right.
I don't care where we're at, but I'm ready for us to work.
Amen.
Y'all think y'all get tired of hearing me preach? I sure get tired of hearing me too. It was sure good to get to hear Brother Marty this morning.
Amen.
I want things to happen again, but I can't make them happen. I can't do it. It's going to take us all putting forth the effort.
Amen.
If it's sitting in your car, then shout and testify in your car. Y'all used to blow your horns out there more. Amen more.
Amen.
Testify. Bring the Lord with you when you come.
Amen.
He dwells in you. Eli let the lamp go out. That was the error of the priest. He should never let the lamp go out. But you know who was supposed to bring the oil for that lamp?
Amen.
The pressed olive oil, it was the people of God.
Amen.
He was staying there to do the things about the temple. He was to keep the fire burning, but they was to bring the olive oil. The olive oil represents the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The household of the Lord, you're it. This is his building that we built to him. And it's to him, not for her pleasure. It's for his pleasure.
Yes.
And I pray he's pleased with it. But let's come back the next time we meet here, and let's come expecting great things.
Amen.
Let's come ready to work.
Amen.
If we have to do it in a parking lot, let's work.
Amen.
If we have to do it inside this building here, let's work. But let's work. Let's have a heart like David did. That's my message. I pray somebody's got something out of it. I don't know if I went about it the way I studied it, just to be honest with you. But you know something? That's all right. God knows more about how this needs to go than I did. It ain't up for me. He sent Nathan, and he told Nathan what to say. Nathan went to David that time. Nathan was the one who went to him the time,
right,
if you remember, when he'd messed up and he'd committed a sin against Uriah. And he sent Nathan to go talk to him then. And I want you to know, he told him what to say to him. I want you to know he's still telling us what to say. I'm not a prophet, but I'm a man of God. And I've got to follow God. Or I better follow God. If I don't, I better quit.
Right.
We're to give the words that he gives us.
Amen.
So if any preaching be done, that he gets all honor and glory. And if there's any failures to be done, then you blame him on Jeff Likens. But don't you blame him on the Lord.
Amen.
He's been blamed for enough. And we don't need to blame him. That's my message. If you got a song, we'll have a song.